Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Uh-huh. Hat on, suit on, looking like the dapper dawn. Giving them all on, dress like a million bucks. Diamond things in his cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me. Put your hands together. Oh,
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Man, got a radio show. Steve Harvey got a radio show because God in the blessing business. Yeah. That's all. I'm just a recipient. Steve Harvey got a radio show because God is in the show you favor business. He showed me some favor. Steve Harvey got a radio show because God is in the forgiving business. God done forgave me thousands and thousands of times. You know, and I say that as a big number like that because it's probably true. I can't even begin to count the amount of times he's forgiving me for things I knowingly did and for things I've unknowingly done. You know, I've unintentionally hurt some people. Without even knowing it, he forgave me. That's amazing, man. That's amazing that he would even forgive me for that. But here's the biggie, though. All the decisions I've made in my life, the deliberate mistakes that I've made that he's forgiven me for, that's the big one. Man, you can only get that from God. Do you know, man, there are people out there that you've done something to, just a little thing, and they just have never forgiven you. There are people who've done little things to you or big things to you, and you just can't seem to forgive them. I am so glad God is not that way. God is a forgiving God. That's how I exist today. And that's how you exist today. And one of the things I want to remind you about even in existing today, you know, Joel Osteen has a book out called It's Your Time. I love this book. It's called It's Your Time. And that's kind of what I want to touch on today. And I want to remind you all that it's still your time. See, you know, they've got unsuccessful people have created a lot of sayings to justify our failures as people. Well, my ship has passed. That was created by a person who did not quite make their goal in the amount of time that they had set for. So to justify it, here comes this great, seemingly very clever saying, and a lot of us adapt. Well, my ship has passed. So we adopt that. Here's another one. Well, I guess it just wasn't meant to be. That sounds good, don't it? because they mix it up with a little bit of faith base in it. I guess it was, well, here's another one. I guess if God wanted it for me, I'd have it. Are you serious, man? Are you serious? You're actually going to use that one to justify where you are in life, man? That's so not the case. I want to remind everybody today that it's still your time. That, you know, your ship hasn't sailed. You didn't miss all of your opportunities. There's others. It's still your time. You know, you still got a chance. You still have a shot. Here's a good one. You still have hope. You do. All of you. As long as God is who he is, there's always hope for you. You can never lose sight of that. You can never let the devil win that battle, that there is no hope for you, and cause you to do something that's unthinkable. I'm just going to cash in the chips. I'm going to take my life. I'm going to commit suicide. No. Wait a second. Wait a second. Are you for real? That's not God talking to you. That's something wrong, and it's not coming from him. It's still your time. You still got a chance. There's always hope. But listen to me. You got to move, and you got to move on it. So many people are not getting the full benefit of their life, and so many people are not getting all the blessings that God has for them, because you keep waiting on the perfect time. Man, how many times have I heard people come to me and say, hey, man, I'm just waiting on everything to line up right, man. I'm waiting on the perfect time to get, man, hey, can I tell you something? If I were waiting on the perfect time, I wouldn't be hardly any of the things that I've become. And one of my greatest blessings was marrying Marjorie. I wouldn't even have married Marjorie if I was waiting on the perfect time, because I had gone through what I thought was enough misery to cover my entire lifetime. And so when I was first divorced, I just said, man, it's going to be 5-6 years before I do this again. I said it. 2 years later, I was married. But guess what, man? It wasn't the perfect time. I didn't have all my ducks lined up in a row. It was still some things I needed to clean up. I even told her, it's some things I want to clean up out of my life before. You know, I want to make sure I got all the stars aligned up. You know, I want to wait until all the ducks are in a row. I was waiting on the perfect time. If I had not stopped, and Marjorie and I had set out and said to each other, there'll be no perfect time. And then she said, I'll go through with you whatever you're going through. And that was it. I took a chance. The ducks were not lined up in a row. I had a lot of baggage in my life, man. I wanted to try to clear up. I wanted to do some things financially different. I wanted to just get rid of some residue I had in my life. She said, no, we'll do it together, because there ain't no perfect time. And guess what? It wasn't. So if you're out there waiting on the perfect time to do something, it may not come. There is no such thing as waiting on the perfect time. I've said this 100 times, and here comes 101. The road to success is always under construction. You ain't finna go out there and there ain't no barrels on the road. You're not going out there and not running to detour signs. You're not going out there without seeing the men working sign to get off. You're not going out there to see it. So guess what? Stop waiting on the stars. Man, this is the perfect time to do it now. If you're waiting on the perfect time, that could be one of your biggest problems. You're still waiting. You have got to move, and you've got to move on it, and you've got to make a decision to go now. God will get you through everything necessary for you to get through. But you can't quit, though. See, here's a part. You can't quit. Just because the road you're on is under construction, you can't get off at the exit because you're tired of all the bumper-to-bumper traffic. It's that way. Get you some God, like I said, get you some God, and go on and go see what your life can be like. So stop waiting on the perfect time. Stop waiting on the stars to align themselves. You got to move, and you got to move on it. Get you some God, apply some faith, and get started. And remember, when you get out there coming towards your goal, the road to success is always under construction. If it was easy, everybody would be it. Stop expecting it to be easy. Come on out here. Get up in this thing. It's funky out here. Yeah, I got all that. It's hard out here. Yeah, I got all that. But what you want to do, man? Huh? What you want to do? You want to push your chips up to the window? It ain't time for that. You still got time. You still got a chance. There's always hope. There's always God. That's my conversation today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? This is a full-fledged warning. What's about to happen to you is in parts of the world sometimes referred to as illegal. In other parts of the world, it is considered freedom of speech. You decide where you are. This is America. We will be enacting the Freedom of Speech Amendment. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Yeah! Shirley Strawberry.
Hey, good morning, Steve Harvey.
Caller for real.
Good morning, crew. What's up?
LeMay Jr.
I ain't bent my arms in 48 hours.
What?
J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Steve?
Thomas Miles.
Yay, yay. Top. Top of the morning.
Saturday.
It's week two, Steve.
Again?
Yeah, week two.
What's it called again?
The country. Dead Negroes. It's called Dead Negroes.
It's called Cam.
That's what it should be called, Pain.
The country boy.
Yeah, we call it the country boy workout for the radio, but when we're in the backyard, we call it Cans.
What's Cans? What does that
mean?
Killian Word Sadness.
Get your acronyms. You better get your
I know.
So
that's crazy.
The
right
second
there.
Week in a row, uh-huh. I've invited Kier
Junior,
his boy Brian, mm-hmm. my assistant from Morehouse, and my stylist Will Phoenix to my home to participate in my workout outside. They've been hearing about the workout, and somehow, I guess Unc overdoing it. Mm. I guess Unc is, you know, mad, yeah. You know, putting sauce on the story. You know how he is. Mm-hmm. Like mm. And so, you know, we're thinking, look, it can't be that hard. Ain't nobody doing all that. What? And then Unc 61.
Yeah. Mm.
So how hard can it be?
Mm-hmm. What?
This is week two. Junior can't move his arms. Brian has blacked out. The 26-year-old lost the vision in his left eye and threw up. Yeah. And the stylist comes late.
On purpose.
Yeah, every week. I ain't
it
never seen
it. It was too heavy
that.
For him.
Shirley. Shirley. It's when I'm working out with these cats. It's funny to me. It's actually very encouraging because, you know, normally I'm working out by myself. So to be able to watch them was really, really encouraging. I was like, damn.
Well, at least you know you're doing something right. That's good.
Yeah. I'm out here getting it.
Be cute. It's
boat body.
Is it's amazing to watch a 26-year-old mm-hmm. work out with a 39-year-old, work out with a 50-year-old, and work out with a 61-year-old.
Wow.
All generations.
Yeah.
You would think that the disadvantage would be on the higher end of the numbers.
But it's not.
All right. When we come back, it is time for something funny. The crew is here, and we'll talk about what we did over the weekend. A lot of stuff going on. We'll be back at 32 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's time for something funny, Steve. And you got to tell us, besides working out, what else did you do over the weekend? What'd you do? You have
I
a
worked.
Good one? Why is that always your answer?
Family Feud.
Oh, it's you're taping Family Feud now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My only day off is Sunday. Sunday's my only day off. Wow. Mm-hmm. Praise God for that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Man,
my Rockets lost.
Yeah, they did.
Aw.
Hey, what's going on in the South?
So are they out of it?
No.
No. Oh. Hell no.
No.
Oh.
No, they lost game three.
They got game three. That's it. Yeah.
So what's
down
the series? 2-1. 2-1?
I mean, they up 2-1.
2-1. Oh, yeah. 2-1. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I strongly predict the Rockets will pull this together, though. Yeah. You know, Minnesota just had a great game.
Oh, my God. They hit some three-pointers.
Yeah, that won't happen every game.
What about New Orleans, the Pelicans?
Boy, it was tight.
Portland.
That unibrow boy went to
the
work.
The brows, baby.
He's in the top three. Let me see. Before I make this statement, let me think.
Matter of fact, they swept.
Yeah, I just said that.
They did.
If you want to start a basketball team, outside of LeBron, I think Anthony Davis would be the guy I would pick to build a team around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Anthony Davis is that dude.
He is.
That dude's bad, man. I've been watching this boy. He does it all. Yeah, but let's just tell me what you do this weekend, dog.
I went to a 70th birthday party. My dad's sister turned 70. But let me wish her an official happy birthday. To my Aunt Lottie, 70 years old. Baby girl, you look beautiful. You look good. I enjoyed seeing you. I want to say right here, right now, happy birthday to one of my favorite aunties.
How was it?
It was a 70-year-old birthday party.
Well, what does that mean? Were they sitting? What were they doing? Were they?
You know, they sit around. Uh-huh. Ain't nobody going to dance or nothing. You know, you go by, you hug your auntie, you hang out with them, and that's
a lot of gossiping.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, see a whole bunch of cousins you ain't seen in a while. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Not a lot of foot racing.
You know?
There's no foot racing at a 70. What?
I thought you were referring to me.
No, not you. Day. No, just 70. Uh-oh. No.
So you didn't have any fun? Is that what you're saying?
Saw the cousin that used to jump on me every Saturday.
Isn't it different now when you got money?
I know. You be stunting when you be around your family.
Pulled up in the Rolls Royce.
Right.
Well, I can tell you guys what happened to me.
What?
I was in the grocery store. So this lady...
First of all, that's funny, right?
Yeah, that's funny in and of itself. So, but I had to go. But anyway, so I'm in the grocery store. So this lady behind me, she keeps staring at me. So, you know, I turn around and I like put my hands up like, what? She goes, you look like somebody. I'm trying to figure out who you are. And she just kept looking at me. And I was playing around. I was like, Halle Berry? And she said,
way off.
Crushed you.
That hurt.
Chilling like that, though.
Yes, like that, Steve. Hey,
that wasn't what was in her mind.
Ooh, the in the beginning.
No, it was like, it was so disgusting.
That could be substituted for
me.
Hell no.
Yeah, exactly. And she may as well have said that, but she was like,
Or ain't no damn way.
Or who you think you is.
You must be out your damn mind.
All of that. Okay, all of that.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Exactly.
In word, please.
Hey, Shirley. She went around the corner. This heifer around the corner. Gonna sit up here and tell me she looked like Halle Berry. All right, come down here with me.
No, hey, Steve, she went, that one right there.
Pointed right at her.
Wait, Steve, she went and got people to
She went and got people, right?
Swing at me, right?
Yeah. Everybody come see this.
I was like, dang, I'm not into crushing people, but she truly crushed me. I was just kidding.
Ooh,
car. I'm in the grocery store aisle.
Yeah, but her face, though. She, her face was all twisted that, up and everything.
That really take everything out right there.
Yeah. Hey, later, who
no.
Can I ask Carla a question?
Yes. Come on, Steve. What?
Carla, your daughter's in the cheerleading, right?
Oh, Tasha.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. Is there any way to ban them big bows that they wear on the top of their head? Is
no, Tasha has one too.
Never.
And so does Tommy's daughter. Tommy's in.
No, you're not getting rid of that.
Any way we could ban them bows?
Them bows. No. No, the
bows. I can't stand them bows.
The glitter all on their eyes. Yes, it's a bunch going on.
I'm
but
okay
Steve,
with
the
that.
Routine is 2 minutes, about 30, 40 seconds. They got
and they be getting it the whole time.
That's short. Yes. I mean, it seems short. Yeah, not
they
a lot of time.
They work hard for that 2.5.
No, sure, but they throwing people in the air. And here's the problem that I had with cheerleading, because they was trying to do that when my daughters was young. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this lady had this daughter that she wanted to throw up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can't nobody throw your baby?
You can't
Should
say
have
that.
Been an anchor.
You can't
yeah,
say
your
nowadays.
Baby's not throwable. They call them flyers. Your baby can't be a fly. Because even if we do get a big ass up in the air,
Steve Harvey.
Which one of these kids going to line up under her to try to catch her? These kids is 8, 9. They got lies in front of them. Your little baby with her little back snapping, looking behind, tossed this little wide heifer in the air, and she was just upset. All babies should get a chance to go up on the top.
Be a fly.
Your
fly,
baby is a base.
Hey, look at you knowing the term.
I know, because I had, you know, Brandon Carly was in it, and, you know, your baby a base. Can anybody throw her?
All right. Coming up next, guys, church complaints. Reverend Motown, Deacon Def Jam in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we have entertainment news. Beyonce's second weekend at Coachella. We'll talk to you about that. Miss Ann will be here. She'll have national news for today. But right now, it's Monday, and it's time for church complaints. Pastor Deacon?
Ew. Ooh, Lord.
Been a minute since we've been together, Pastor.
You have a substitute last time. I believe.
I did my substitute too.
He was awfully, awfully awful.
Deacon Junior.
It was not the same. He had the idea. I spent most of the time admonishing him.
Y'all didn't get any business done.
Most of the business was about him. Deacon, to be honest with you, I didn't like his tone, voice texture, or deliverance of the complaints. So let's get back to the professional complainer,
all right.
Deacon Rude himself. Def Jam, go ahead.
All right, Pastor Liquor here. What we have now, the church has had a meeting. We are voting for the church to become a drive-in church, equivalent to the old drive-in movie. That way people can sit in their car, worship, and pull off. The only problem that's holding us up, we don't know how to get tithes before they leave. The tentative name is Roll In, Get It, Drive-In Baptist Church.
What?
I'm going to shoot that down right now. I don't know how you think we can get a collection tray rolling around the vehicles. You're going to cut into the collection considerably. Had anyone thought of that?
No, we just thought the name was nice, so we wrapped it around there. Roll In and Get It, Drive-In Baptist Church. We just thought that was...
Well, we're not going to get it in here.
Uh-huh.
Now, you can take that to Reverend Adnoy's church with that lack of membership he got. Over
well,
there,
everybody less than us. Sinus problem. So we well,
ain't nobody going to sign up and listen to nobody wheeze. Go down there on Sunday and all he doing is wheeze. Ain't nobody signing up for that. Cat that over there to Reverend Adnoy. Reverend Adnoy is here today. Adnoy, at Reverend.
Good morning, everybody. So nice to let me speak today.
sitting over there watching.
Yeah, and let me ask you a question.
Can I finish what I'm saying? Can I finish what I'm saying?
You was finished. Your problem is you're breathing.
Thank you for allowing me to speak today. It's such a pleasure to be here today. I was supposed to be somewhere else, but I'm here.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be somewhere else, but I'm here today.
What a blessing for us.
What a blessing for everyone.
Come on, Reverend.
Anyway, I'd like to do one church announcement, and then I'm out. Just one. Can I do one?
Yeah.
Just one. The women who look like Pharrell will meet in meeting room 5. If you've got a big hat, bring it. Anyway.
Reverend Adenoid.
I'll see you next Sunday. Gotta go. Bye-bye.
That's why we only bring him in every now and then.
All right, Pastor. Listen, the light skin ministry is having a sunblock march next Saturday. They're needing three. The light skin ministry is having a sunblock march next Saturday. They are needing $350 to buy more sunblock. The dark skin ministry told them hell to the no. Your call, Pastor. But this is, you know, Howard Hewitt is the chairperson of this event.
Well,
say amen.
Amen.
Sister Carla said, don't start none, won't be none.
Get me out of this ministry.
Really?
Bring your high yellow ass down here if you want to.
I hate you.
We doing window bussing and tire slitting.
Slashing.
All right.
That's all I can say about that.
I understand, Pastor. I understand. I don't know if you know about it, Pastor. This past Saturday was the 15th annual Socket to Me Cake contest.
Oh.
We need you to speak with Brother Omar Kennedy, who was released from prison last year. His cake had 8 dime bags of weed in it, but he did win best cake, though. But he had dime bags in the slices. We need you to talk to the boy.
We are using those cakes at the church bake sale. This is the only way we see the building fund ever getting a building funded. Therefore, we don't know what that is. We're going to stay out of that and let him do what he do. The Lord works in mysterious ways.
Yes, he does. Yes.
Also, I have a question for you, Deacon.
Yes.
Our church is entering into a cheerleading competition.
Will you stop?
What that's got to do with...
I was going to ask you a question because I'm having a complaint. We don't have any females that done volunteered so far. We got 16 dudes, and they call themselves the Bunch O' Boys.
What?
The Bunch O' Boys. Now, what the hell is happening here, O.D.?
I don't know, and I don't know how the hell you asking me about it. I don't know anything about this.
Well, you the deacon, you involved in all the activity. You bring forth complaints. Well, I have a complaint that we don't have any female cheerleaders.
So we have a bunch of bases and no flyers.
No. No, they flying. Well, Lord, they flying.
Well, we do have 2 good-looking sisters here that we could bring in to cheer.
All right.
We've tried having Sister Shirley and Sister Carla on the cheerleading squad before. Oh. But
have they never been thrown in the
out.
Air before?
No, they both knocked themselves out.
I hate you.
They tried it from corner to corner on the mat, and both of them got over there and had black eyes.
My tumbling pass, really.
Yeah, they tumbling pass was the boy just fell.
I need to focus.
I hate everyone in this church except Carla.
All right, Pastor. One more thing here. The halitosis ministry is...
hey, man.
They're the talking ministry? Way too much during service. It's hard to breathe when they get happy and say amen. Other members are asking if you could give them their own personal service. This is your call, Pastor. But the halitosis ministry is talking way too much during service.
I was thinking, I've been on the receiving end of that. When all them say hallelujah, I just go, oh, hell. But what I was thinking of doing was at services, as a low-cost measure, we're going to pass out painter masks for service. We're going to have a Sister Agnes check everybody's breath at the door.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody don't pass the breath test got to wear a painter mask.
How?
And then you can holler hallelujah. You can holler hallelujah in your painter mask and knock your own ass out.
How's she going to check them?
Well, it's just a simple, you know, she just everybody go, and then she'll know.
Woo!
Really? Hey, she's going to
be
right
dead
here.
By the time she
and
gets
just
there.
Like that.
So I wouldn't want that job.
She might be dead, huh?
Coming up at the top of the hour, I'll have entertainment news. Beyonce, Coachella, second weekend in a row. We'll tell you all about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
After a history-making performance last weekend, well, Beyonce shut it down. Yes, she did. She shut it down again at Coachella. Thank you very much. Did you think she wasn't, though, really?
Right. Well, if she served it one time, what make you think she can't serve it again?
Did she do the same show?
It's Beyonce.
The same show. Right. It's Beyonce.
Well, we don't know, Steve, because this performance was not streamed. We're upset about that, but you know Queen Bee changed up her look. She changed up her look. She wore hot pink instead of yellow. And, of course, we know she slayed. We didn't have to see it to know that she slayed, okay?
Ooh, yes.
We heard that she changed, you know, the setup just a little bit. Sorry, Beehive, we know Beyonce fans are going through some withdrawals because we didn't see it, but everyone's going to be...
They gave you one free one. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Everyone's going to be all right.
You'll be okay.
And we also have to say congratulations. It was all over social media this past weekend. Michelle Williams, Destiny's Child member Michelle Williams, she got engaged this weekend. Yes, she did.
Yeah. You had a chance, Jimmy.
Yes. Yeah. She's engaged to Pastor Chad Johnson. He is a life coach, a pastor. He's chaplain for the Pittsburgh Steelers and the LA Dodgers. Yeah.
Yeah.
You had your shot.
Oh, wow.
He looks like a brother, but he's white.
Yeah.
Oh,
she can have white, but not me. Oh, I see how it goes on this show.
He's rocking the bald head and the beard.
Yes, sir, Steve.
Jay, you can't have
and his name.
People at the expense of our base.
Right.
And your disruptive behavior is not allowed on this show.
Or the two black women that work here.
Yeah. I mean, like, they ain't even here.
Yeah.
You damn disgraceful piece of dirt.
Just say it.
And moving on, this past Saturday, the Obamas, the Clintons, First Lady Melania Trump were all among the estimated 1,500 people who attended the funeral of former
Melania
First Lady.
Looked so happy, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. She looked so happy.
Finally, I'm around people. Oh, I'm so happy.
That's what social media was saying, that Melania looked so happy talking to the Obamas.
Even at a funeral.
Yeah, she looked so happy talking to them, way happier than we see her.
Take me with you, please. Yes. No,
help.
I can't do 4 years. No way.
No way I can stay.
That's terrible.
I know.
Will y'all come back next week?
But she did look happy, happier than we've seen her with the president in a long time.
Cold signs.
Yeah, that does say a lot. So rest in peace, former First Lady Barbara Bush. Also, some very sad news. Remember Vern Troyer? Does that name sound familiar to you guys?
Yeah. Mini-Me.
Yeah, Mini-Me. He's best known for his role as Mini-Me in the Austin Powers movies. Well, he passed away on Saturday. He was 49.
What?
Yeah. No cause of death has been reported.
Tommy, what y'all gonna do?
That's that right. See, right there.
Okay, that caught me off guard, Steve.
It didn't catch me off guard. I saw it coming.
I didn't see that
coming. As soon as I heard my name, I saw it coming.
I'm thinking the same damn thing. I'm right with you, Steve, because, you know, if you want to be one pallbearer, that's all they're going to need.
But you team Tommy, though, Jay.
Tommy. He said, what y'all gonna do?
I mean, you know, we just need to know what y'all gonna do, man. Is anything
we
can do
gonna step up?
Help out? What? Tell me what's happening. What y'all gonna do?
I'm not buying into that. Sure, let me ask you something. Well, what is he considered? A dwarf?
Yeah, dwarf or a little person.
Wait a minute.
Same thing.
Wait a minute.
Come on, Hog.
Wait a minute. Oh, you're going to just totally disconnect yourself from what has happened here.
You don't know what he is.
Oh, you're going to toss it to Shirley.
I'm not
like
no dwarf.
It's something she would have
or
to answer
a little person.
To. Anybody in here ought to know what he was. I'd be doggone it got to be you.
Ring up Miss Ann, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you, guys. Good morning, everyone. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Cops in Nashville are still on lookout for a man they say shot and killed four people and wounded four others at a Waffle House early Sunday morning. Metro police say the suspect drove up to the Waffle House wearing only a jacket. I mean, only a jacket, carrying an assault rifle, and he started shooting. But a patron, James Shaw Jr., tells Fox News that he was able to wrestle the weapon away from him.
At the time that he was either reloading or the gun jammed or whatever happened, I hit him with the swivel door, and then the gun was kind of jammed up and it was pushed down, so we were scuffling. And I managed to get him with one hand on the gun, and then I grabbed it from him and I threw it over the countertop. And then after that, I was trying to get out the door, and I think he was pretty much in the entranceway, so I just took him out with me, and that's kind of what happened.
Now, James Shaw Jr. says he's not a hero, but everybody at the scene says, yes, he is. The suspect ran away, took the jacket off, and he was naked. Sheriff Don Aaron says they know who they're looking for.
This Travis Ryan King is at large. We're doing everything we can to find him. Keep your doors locked. Keep your eyes open. If you see this individual, if you see a nude guy walking around, call the police department immediately. That person is more than likely the suspect in this.
Officials say Ryan King tried to get into the White House last summer and that the Secret Service arrested him and took his rifle away. That's the same one they say used in the murders. Apparently, the weapon was returned to Ryan King's father, and his father simply gave it back to the son. In Texas, a sheriff's deputy who shot and killed an unarmed black man in Houston has been fired. Officials say Cameron Brewer, who is also black, was fired after a disciplinary hearing found that he had a taser, but nevertheless violated the department's use of policy when he shot and killed 34-year-old Danny Ray Thomas. Apparently, Brewer came upon Thomas walking in the middle of the street with his pants down. Authorities say Thomas refused the officer's order to halt and kept walking toward him. Deputy Brewer shot him fatally, but Thomas, they say, was not armed and not threatening with anything. Former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick has been named Amnesty International's Ambassador of Conscience. The human rights organization says it's honoring Kaepernick for his refusal to ignore or accept racial discrimination. Kaepernick, you know, drew national attention for kneeling during the national anthem to protest the killings of unarmed black men, calling police killings lawful lynching. President Trump urged NFL teams to fire demonstrating players. Despite his talent, Colin Kaepernick yet to be signed by a team. And yes, sad news, Vern Troyer has died, best known as Mini-Me in the movie Austin Power.
He is exactly like you, except one-eighth your size.
I shall call him Mini-Me.
Back with entertainment. Today's trending topics, 20 minutes after the hour on a Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, being a mom is like 1,000 little jobs all wrapped into one amazing responsibility. Somehow, moms do it all. This Mother's Day, show her how much you appreciate her with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, 1-800-Flowers will give you an exclusive offer. 36 sorbet roses for just $36.
That right there is a pretty impressive mix of pastel shades. Comes in pink, you got orange, lavender. These roses are guaranteed to make us smile.
And to order 36 sorbet roses for only $36, go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Click that radio icon and enter code STRAWBERRY. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. Code STRAWBERRY. Hurry, because this offer ends Friday. President Trump says he is considering, get this, guys, a pardon for boxing legend Jack Johnson. Jack Johnson, the first black world heavyweight champion.
What?
Remember they made a movie about him, The Great White Hope, back in the day. He was convicted by an all-white jury for violating the Mann Act. It was a Jim Crow era law that meant to prohibit transporting women for immoral purposes. Johnson was simply traveling with his white girlfriend across state lines.
Yeah.
That's what he was doing.
And Donald Trump done all that, so he understands.
Trump tweeted that Sylvester Stallone called him with the story of Jack Johnson. So on the advice of Sylvester Stallone, Mr. Trump is considering giving Jack Johnson a full posthumous pardon. So, Steve, what do you think about that?
I want you to pardon Jack Johnson.
Yeah.
My damn uncle doing 70 years. Ain't nobody said nothing about pardoning his ass. Now, Jack Johnson is dead.
Yeah.
You can give Jack Johnson, but damn, dog, all this other stuff, I mean, it's cool. You can do it, but he gone.
Yeah.
He gone.
Maybe for his legacy, his family that's still alive.
Okay, yeah. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Pardon Jermaine Jackson. He just went in that lane.
Pardon his hair. I know. Shut up, Jay.
Why don't you pardon these DACA kids? How about that?
Right.
You know, how about we do something really relevant? Get these dreamers over here. Let them get on with their lives. That would be good. Mm-hmm. He thought Frederick Douglass was still living.
And working.
Yeah.
He's doing great things.
No, this dude, man, he don't know nothing about black people. But I understand it's not from his white privileged world. Yeah. Donald Trump does not know he's racist.
But if you're going to be president, of this stuff you have to know. Now.
No, he did not know he was going to be president, Shirley.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, the whole thing with him has been money, not service of people. That's a huge difference between him and Obama.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Sir.
Obama served people.
Yeah. All people.
So he had an idea. Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, these people served people. They had an idea to how to have a heart of compassion. Donald Trump doesn't. Donald Trump does not know when he's making racist statements. He does not know because in his world, these statements fly about all the time. It's normal. It's not racist to them. It's too different.
All right. Coming up at 34 after the hour, are you going through a breakup? Up next, a few rules from Steve's breakup handbook. Uh-oh, this should be good. What better person to consult,
who
right?
Know it?
Yeah. We'll be back at 34 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, get ready. We consulted an expert because we wanted to know the real deal, okay? Steve is here with his breakup handbook.
All right, these are things that you need to have in mind after the breakup. Mm-hmm. Most of this is for fellas.
Yeah, that is for
cause when we take a breakup hard, it's ugly. It's ugly out there. Now, these are things from Steve Harvey's breakup handbook. How to act when you break up. Mm. All right, now, here's rule number one. You are allowed only one drunk dial. You know how you call them up when you're drunk?
Uh-huh.
You only get to one. And it sounds like something like this. Hello, it's me. You know who me is.
Don't play with me.
You know who me is.
Don't play with my emotions.
Who is me? You know who me is.
How many you get?
One.
You get one.
You get one of them?
All right. Now, here's the next rule. You are not allowed to roll up on your ex just because you see their car parked outside the club, the restaurant, or church. Don't go in there.
Says who?
You can't do that, Shirley.
We broke up.
Yeah.
I can't go in there if I see the car.
I know she didn't hear praise the Lord.
No, you can't roll up on her.
Is she in there praising the Lord?
No, I got something to do with church later on, but just stay out right. You can't roll up on her. Oh, there she is. I'm going to go in there.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is. I'm going in there. You can't do that.
Call her. Okay. Keep going.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. All right, next. Y'all's favorite spot is off limits to both parties for at least 4 months.
That's right.
Ain't nobody else over there.
Yeah. Why you get to go to the spot? Right.
Yeah. At least 4 months.
Keep it 100. Yeah.
Here's another one.
Okay.
Texting your favorite song to each other is off limits. Yeah. You can listen to it. You can cry to it. You can play it over and over. But you can't send Send me this today. Damn song. Yeah. I'm trying to move on.
And I'm telling you.
Hey. Now listen to
and
this
you.
One.
And you.
All y'all stuff.
Uh-huh.
All possessions mm-hmm. is collected at one time and one time only. Anything that's left behind will be thrown away by both parties.
I like that.
You ain't
like
gonna
that.
Keep coming over here looking that's for fair. Stuff.
Yes, that's fair.
You see my red shirt?
You can't keep coming back shirt. Over here. I got company you in the closet looking for your tank top.
Oh, he keeping it real.
Man,
here's another one.
He should know.
Hit a big one right here.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is allowed to talk to each other's mama.
There we go. That's a round of applause, baby.
That's a good one, Steve.
Leave my mama
I can't
out
be
of
friends
this.
With your yeah. mama, and you can't be friends with my mama.
I come
stop
home, you sitting up there talking to my mama. What the hell?
Yeah. Did you hear that, Lisa?
That's a good one, Steve. I like it.
Hey, I'm over here trying to pick up some greens, and you in here talking.
Rolling your eyes when I walk in the door?
Yeah.
Now, here's the next one.
Yeah.
All parties should find a new church home.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Yes.
But, yeah. That's
definitely.
Fair.
Yeah, we can definitely. Worship together.
I love Pastor Wiggins.
Well, you can't yeah. go there no more.
Next. All your friends should be divided up equally, mm-hmm. except the ones you hate.
Oh, you can have him. You
yeah.
can have
Here's
her.
Another one. No posting of nude pictures.
Yeah.
You know, like her naked mm-hmm. or him Wait dressed up like the damn Easter Bunny.
That was a private.
What about?
I'm gonna finish this one.
All right, listen.
I wanna know about old naked pictures.
All right. Well, Nephew Tommy has a prank fall coming up, and we'll finish out Steve's breakup rules right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it is... Wait, it's today's Strawberry Letter, the subject. She's doing too much on the gram. But also, right. Steve wanted to finish his breakup rules, and then we'll get
this
to Nephew
This is the
Tommy's
last one
call.
From the handbook.
Come on,
come on.
Come on, Steve.
What is
This last one goes out to both of y'all.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Your new boo.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Has to be much finer than your ex. And your ex has to see this.
By all
finer,
means.
Finer or richer, they mean the same thing.
I like them both.
I love it, Steve.
Uh-huh. Great advice. You need to do this more often,
Steve.
Come
back to that handbook, man.
Yeah, I love it.
And you got, the one about the mama, though.
Man, that's
real.
Really
for real.
Quit calling my mama.
Yeah.
Like you sitting right. up in there talking
that
to my mama.
That ain't your mama.
Yeah.
Holidays
I'm not calling your mama because I didn't like her no damn. But you gonna quit coming over here seeing my mama.
Okay.
All right. Time for the nephew and his prank phone call. Nephew, what you got?
The Facebook bandit.
Because mamas yeah. always say other stuff like, y'all show y'all through, baby.
Facebook bandit, here it is.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Maurice.
Yeah, this is Maurice.
How you doing, man? My name is Dorsey. I'm trying to reach out to you. You're on Facebook quite a bit. Am I right?
I mean, I'm on the computer a lot, man. That's what I do.
Okay. My wife, for some reason, man... it seems that you've been having a lot of back and forth on Facebook with my wife, Denise. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, at first it was kind of cute or whatever. You know, I'm seeing your name on the wall all the time. And you keep IMing my wife back and forth. And I'm
like, you mean IMing, instant message?
That's what I mean. You know what I'm talking about. So my thing is, what is all this here with you and Denise? You know,
okay,
you're making
man.
These little...
Yo. Yo, what you say your name was?
My name Dorsey.
Okay, Dorsey, check this out, man. I got over 1,400 plus friends on Facebook. I don't know who your wife is.
Okay.
I don't recall. I am in no Denise right now. And, hey, I don't know who she is, man. I think
okay,
you got the
well,
wrong.
Let me ask you this. Let me bring it to you so we can refresh your memory. Because you're constantly asking her about how things used to be. Remember when we did this? Remember when we did that? You know, it's a whole lot of remember this and that. And you asking her, you know, about hooking up whenever she got time.
Okay, see, I don't even do that, man. I don't even do that. I don't do that, man. I got too much to lose. I don't do nothing like that, man. You know, I could have over 30 out of 1,400 friends, man. I could have over 30 Denises on there, man.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, man. Are you telling all the Denises that you want to hook up with them? Are you telling all the Denises, remember this, remember that?
I ain't telling nobody nothing, man. Look, I try to live my life as peaceful as possible, man. I'm not on that, okay? So, you know, Darius, whatever your name is, man.
My name is Dorsey. And let me explain something to you, man. I done seen pictures, brother, of high school pictures of you in a group on the site. So I know exactly what you look like, okay?
You say me and who?
I done seen a group of you all that went to high school together. And evidently, you know, you one of these guys. So I'm finna figure out exactly which one you are.
So what, I was tagged on a photo or something like that?
However you want to call it. I don't know much about the damn All I'm letting you know is that I got a problem with you, Maurice, hitting my wife up trying to see about can she get out with you, can she do this, can she do
okay,
that.
Look, Darius, you need
hey,
to go
man,
check
it's
your...
Hey, man, it's Dorsey, man. It's Dorsey.
I don't give a what your name is, man. First of all, I'm on a toilet, and you calling me early in the morning when I already got... Look, I'm peaceful, man. I don't even cuss no more, man. You done got me out of my zone, man. Look, I don't know who your wife is. I don't be on Facebook like that. It stay up in the corner while I'm on the computer doing other
my
shit.
Wife
so it looks like I'm
Denise.
On here.
You understand me? My wife is Denise. You talking to Dorsey. You understand me? Now, let me tell you something. If I see your on the wall, if I see you IN and my wife, it's going to be some Maurice.
How is that? You don't even know where I live, dude.
Oh,
look,
don't worry
I don't know
about
who
that.
You
I will find that. If I found your number, don't think I won't find
it. How did you find my number? You're right. You do got my number. How the hell did you get my number?
Don't worry about that. You're going to be saying that when I get on your front doorstep. How the hell you find my address?
Yeah, you come to my door and see what's going to happen, man.
And when I leave, you're going to be saying, why the hell did you whoop my That's what you're going to be saying.
I got you. Come on. Hello?
Now, I'm going to say this one more time, and I'm going to say it clear. Maurice, if I see your name on my computer dealing with my wife, Denise, again, I'm coming to your house, and I'm whooping your ass.
Okay, look, Darius. I'm going to own this. You listening?
Man, it's Dorsey, man.
Dorsey, I apologize. Dorsey, look, man, I feel for you. You know, it seems like your wife is on the computer a lot. Hey, she IMing people, whatever. But I'm the wrong cat to talk to, man. You need to talk to your wife, man. You know, y'all need to settle that, man. Maybe y'all need to go to church, man, talk to the pastor or something. But I'm the wrong cat, man.
All right, I'm going
to
tell you something, man. You keep talking about you feel for me. You understand? Let me tell you something. I feel for you. If I see your on my wife's computer one more time, if I see a baby picture, a high school picture, a high school sweetheart picture, I don't give a if you played football or ran track. If I see any picture, anything dealing with your name, Maurice, on my wife's computer, I'm kicking your
Wow. You know what, man? I don't give a who you is, Darius, whoever the I can't even remember what the your name is, man. Do not call my house no more. I don't know who the your wife is. And you know what? My address is Trail, man. You come on down here, Decatur, Georgia. You come.
Man, I'm saying to you, get your off
you
my
I
computer.
Gave you a chance to talk. I told you where I live at. Now you bring your to my door and you see what happens.
I got one more thing I want to say to you.
Man, what you ain't got to say stuff to me, man.
Yes, I do, Maurice. Before I get in my car and head over there, I got one more thing I want to say. Is you listening?
I'm hanging up.
Are you listening to me?
What the you got to say?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy Chris.
Wait,
hello?
Man. Wait, you say who?
This is Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your boy Chris got me to prank phone call you, dog.
Boy. Wait till I call Chris, man. Oh, I don't believe it, man. For real, man. Man, you're going to make me close my Facebook account, man. Wow.
Let me ask you, man, what is the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Crazy.
It's just crazy.
Oh, boy, somebody's going to hurt you one day.
Somebody's got to do it. I chose myself. There's some jobs y'all can't do.
But
there's some jobs I can't do.
Don't you get
Franken
scared?
Franken is tough business.
Sometimes that you may run into some of these people?
Yeah, sure, he should. Because I just want to know the exact moment. Like, yeah. What were you feeling the exact moment before he started whooping your ass? What was going through your mind?
Too far?
I shouldn't have called. I shouldn't have made the call.
All right, Steve, before we get out of here, one more breakup rule from you.
Butt naked pictures.
Those should be destroyed.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Right up
you don't
there
never
with the
save them, take a little peek every now and then.
No, you need to destroy all that. No.
Right up there with the Easter Bunny pictures.
If he did that for you, you don't post that.
Dressed up as Easter Bunny.
That's disrespectful.
Because that's what you into.
Because that's what you was into.
Yeah. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, it's today's Strawberry Letters subject. She's doing too much on the gram.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, before we get to today's Strawberry Letter, guys, did you hear about the world's oldest woman? This person died in Japan. Her name was Nabi Tahima. Nabi Tahima. She was
Nabi.
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 Tahima.
Tahima.
That's how I say her name.
Okay. Huh?
Nabi.
Nabi.
Tahima.
Tahima.
Say with me now. Take time
Shirley,
to say your name.
Shirley, don't get into this.
I know. Why is he trying to draw me in? This is not what I
Shirley,
do.
You got a brand. He don't do nothing. He got Comedy Club and Taylor Show.
Nabi Tahima is how I say it,
tacos.
Jay.
That's Thank all the hell he
Steve.
Got going on.
Draw me in. Don't do that. I'm not with you with this one, Jay. Nabi Tahima was born on August 4th. Get this, guys. 1900.
Wow.
That makes her 118 years old.
She was born before house lights.
Yeah, she
really?
Died.
She's
yeah.
born before a lot of stuff.
Yeah, she's born before lights.
Highways,
right.
She had a long, long
they think
life.
My fat ass Aunt Agnes is 122.
Wow.
Oh, what
That's
do you
the
mean?
One. Why do you?
Why do you keep doing her?
Yeah.
Why do you keep? That's why you can't go home
to Cleveland.
To Cleveland. No, it's that's why you hateful. Can't go. To Cleveland.
She was hateful to me the entire time I was growing up.
Oh.
She never said one encouraging word to me. I couldn't get the nickel or the dime to go to the store because I studied. Mm-hmm. And she didn't want to wait all that time on her damn milk or bread or whatever she was sending the store. Who want a nickel? I do. Your little stupid ass can't go to the store. It takes too long. You stutter.
So that's why, okay, so that's what you took out on Tommy. Is that true?
Misplaced anger?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Now, mine is for Aunt Agnes. Tommy has his own hatred.
That you have for Tommy.
I got room for two people. No, I don't need no help. Misplaced.
I thought we had a large capacity for love. It's,
I got
it's
that.
It's hate.
But I got plenty of room for you if you treated me stank growing up, which she did.
Okay.
You ain't going to never be nothing, your little dumb ass.
I don't know how 118 come back around.
I know.
Oh, because yeah. my because Aunt Agnes is about 122.
And she's still alive?
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Are you going to the funeral?
I'm going to pay for it.
Gladly.
You already know that, Unc.
Oh. Pine box.
You know, that's the least you could do. I'm going to pay for it.
Wow.
But what did Tommy do to you?
Oh, nothing. Tommy ain't did nothing to me, dog. It's just Tommy just don't, he don't listen.
Oh, okay.
That's all it ever is with me and Tommy. It ain't nothing else. Tommy one time, I had to straighten him out. Tommy one time accused me of being jealous of him. Uh-huh. And we talked about that, and he found out that wasn't the right word to use.
Because
when you're jealous of something, it's because you're envious of something, of who they are or what they have.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're not jealous of anything I have?
Well, let's not today.
It's Monday. No. Let's not today.
Well, let's do it on Monday. This is the beginning of the week. We don't have to deal with this.
We have a strawberry letter to do.
We'll do a strawberry letter. Yeah. But let me just straighten this out right here.
Hurry.
Name something you have that I ain't already got.
Peace.
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 Boy. Yeah. Your ass so ignorant.
All right, let's hold it right there and get to this letter, okay?
All right. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
All right, subject, she's doing too much on the gram. Dear Steve and Shirley, I have an issue with my wife's image on social media. My wife has an Instagram account, and I feel like the pictures she posts are inappropriate for a married woman. I don't have an Instagram account, so for a long time, I had no idea what she was posting on her page. One day, I asked her to see her Instagram page, and as I started flipping through the pics, I was so shocked by what I saw. My wife, the mother of our children, had some very revealing pictures posted for the world to see. I am from the old school of thought, where your wife is supposed to keep covered in public and only show those types of things to her husband. I told her that classy women don't post swimsuit pics, butt pics, and suggestive poses on the internet. My wife told me that every woman does it now, and I should just relax and stop being so old-fashioned. I honestly think she uses Instagram to boost her ego. You should see the comments she gets. Random guys and her girlfriends about how she looks. This really upsets me. I don't want my wife showing the world the special things that are for my eyes only. How do I get her to understand that the pictures are not appropriate, or should I just loosen up? You know what? I'm in total agreement with you, husband. You have the right to feel the way you feel about your wife showing her stuff for the world to see, as you say, on social media. I don't think it's appropriate either. I mean, in any self-respecting married or even single woman, for that matter, should refrain from that type of behavior. Is it going to happen? Probably not. But I think any husband, a real man, is going to want his wife to stop it, because it looks like the wife is inviting other men to come check her out, to see her goods, you know. And then, you know, men are going to think they have a chance with you, you know, of getting something. You know, that's what it looks like when you post pictures like that. I just think you should tell your wife that she's a beautiful, sexy woman, help build her self-confidence, her self-esteem, because maybe she is lacking in that department. And just because you see other women do it, it doesn't mean you could do it. There's a way to post beautiful pictures on the site if you want to do that. Classy pictures, like you say. You don't have to be on the web showing your butt and all of that. You're someone's wife. Come on. And you have children. Do you want your children to follow in your example? I don't think you do. So you should cut this out right now. Steve?
I 100% totally disagree with you.
Okay.
Because this guy wrote this letter, and if you listen to him carefully, there's some red flags that pop up in his letter. My wife has an Instagram account. I feel like the pictures she posts are inappropriate for a married woman. I don't have Instagram, so for a long time I had no idea what she was posting on her page. One day I asked her to see her Instagram page. I started flipping through the pics. I was so shocked by what I saw. My wife, the mother of our children, has some very revealing pictures posted for the world to see. Here is the red flag. I am from the old school of thought, where your wife is supposed to keep covered in public and only show those types of things to her husband. He said he old school. When we come back, we're going to find out how old he is. How old is old school? How revealing is the picture she's sending? How is he the one determining what should be posted? And why is she having to get attention from other men in the first place? All of this when we come back.
All right. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's get to part two of your response to today's strawberry letter. Subject, she's doing too much on the gram.
She doing too much on the gram. Now, we went over this. This is a married woman, got an Instagram account. He don't. He found out that she had one. She started flipping through the pages. He discovered that he thought that was shocked by what she saw. The mother of our children has some very revealing posters for the world to see. Mm-hmm. Here's where the red flags begin. I am from the old school of thought, where our wife, where your wife is supposed to be covered in public and only show those types of things to her husband. Now let's talk about from old school of thought. Are you from an Arabic nation? I don't know.
He may have said that if he was.
But if that's the case, you'd have a valid point. Because that's their custom. This ain't your custom, bro. So what you think is revealing may not be revealing at all. The woman probably ain't naked. She might have on a swimsuit.
He said butt pics.
Huh?
He said butt pics.
He said butt pics.
Butt pics.
If you see a woman, you're going to see her butt.
You talking about ass.
See him all the time.
Now, she ain't got her whole butt out naked. It's on Instagram. She done turned around and looked back over her shoulder at it. That's a butt pic.
That look good. Right?
Yeah, well,
good. Let's talk to this. Wow. Why do you think she's doing it? You should see the comments she gets from random guys and her girlfriends about how good she looks. Now, let's talk about why she putting it on the page anyway. Could it be Mr. Old School that you ain't paying your wife no attention? Could it be Mr. Old School that you don't compliment your wife on how beautiful she is? Because you probably think that ought to just between you and her, too. So maybe she not feeling her femininity around you no more because she done had them kids and you old-ass school and you don't compliment your wife no more. You don't tell her she beautiful because you think that's just between you and her. So now the woman needs attention that you not giving her. She ain't getting it from you. So now some other people are complimenting her. I don't know really how scantily dressed your wife is, and I doubt that she's that scantily dressed. It's just you don't like it. You so old, but you stuck in your ways. And now this woman trapped in your life, the one you created for them. You cannot determine for another person, especially a woman, what is and what can't be. Now, you can have a discussion with her and y'all can come to some conclusions, but you can't just tell her what she can't do because she doing it. And who are you? Let's see, she not the only one making a mistake in this relationship. I bet you done made a bunch of mistakes. Shirley said some people do it because she has low self-esteem and stuff like that. That could be true. But you get low self-esteem from people not around you not building you up and helping you with your confidence. And that's your husband's job. So I don't really see nothing wrong with it. I think the real problem in this letter and the fact that this man wrote in is something else going on with him. He think it's inappropriate. He old. See.
I'd like to see the pictures.
Yeah, can we see the pictures?
Oh, see. Right there. Right there,
I mean, that
there,
would
guys.
Help, Shirley.
That was going to help. That's how we're going to know.
This
that
is a really letter. Would. You what have we, to go what? By what he said. Butt pics.
Well, did they send in her account name?
Shirley, on your Instagram. Shirley, you got butt pics on your Instagram.
No, I do not.
Yes, you do.
No, I do not.
I'm pulling your Instagram
up. Pull it
right
up
now.
Right now. I don't have butt pics on there.
You ain't got a picture of your butt nowhere on
here.
Why
would I do
true.
That?
Ain't you dancing?
When you take a picture, you think your butt ain't there? Huh?
Shirley,
my girl Shirley. Here we go.
What you got on? What happened?
Right there. Look on the second row. Look on the second row of Shirley's Instagram.
Hold on,
right now. Two rows down. What do you see, Tommy? J. Anthony Brown is and Kia.
Well, I'm going to go right now.
And look at Jay looking at it.
What? Are you guys crazy?
No, I'm not crazy. Shirley.
What?
Go look at your Instagram.
I'm looking. I know what's on my Instagram, Steve.
Okay, count from the left top. 1, 2, 3. Go back to the left, 4, 5, 6 pictures. Second picture on the right.
Yeah, blue jeans.
Come on, Tommy.
There it is. I'm in.
That is not a butt shot, guys.
What is that behind you?
I'm walking away. That's all that is. That's
but
all that
your
is.
Butt is showing. And yeah. Look at Jay looking at it.
Yeah. With your red crazy. Bottom. These is blood shoes. All that.
But it's a we make blood
bag,
move.
Girl. Yeah.
That's
the
it.
Bag is fabulous, though, darling.
Thank you.
It was a dollar on the ground I was looking at.
Steve, butt shots are your actual butt,
raw,
okay?
Butt shot is raw ass.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is your point, Steve?
Yeah.
What is your point?
Oh, my God. She done drug me into this.
Uh-oh. Now, there go a butt shot.
Oh, my God. Now, go down there and look at the picture of her on my show.
He is. All right, look, we got to get out of here. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts. Go to my Instagram, at MyGirlShirley, okay?
Since you're there.
Yeah, since you're already there. And don't forget to join me this Thursday at 1:30 p.m. for the Strawberry Letter Live After Show on Facebook, okay? Coming up in 10 minutes, ladies, Steve, and the fellas. They have tips for you to get the men to stop trying to holler at you. All right?
Oh.
All right, this should be good.
I can help you with it.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve. Steve, this one's for you. Jay, Tommy Jr. This segment is for the ladies. Thank you, guys. This is called, Jay, Ways to Get a Man to Stop Hollering at You. Okay.
Because it gets on your nerves, right, ladies?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And it's so disrespectful. There are ways. There are things you can do. Things you can do. You got
so
one,
when you say holla at us, you
just
mean
you know, just aggravating you.
Like
you
cat calls.
Hey, what you mean? Ooh, red bone. Ooh, red. Ooh, chocolate. What's up?
Yeah. Okay. Want to cut all that out your life? Some ways to get that done.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Start coughing uncontrollably. Off the rip. I'm talking about.
Go ahead. What would you say?
That gonna get us to walk away.
Like emphysema?
Yeah. Hard.
Wow. Yes.
I got one. I got
what?
One.
Come on.
Tell him you don't go nowhere without your grandmama, your deceased grandmama, and ask grandmama, grandmama, you think he cute?
You got an urn?
She's right there with you, right.
At all times.
At all times.
I tell you what. When he get to macking real hard, you say, you know what? I got to go get some Depends real quick. I'll be right back. I'll be right back. I can't go nowhere without my Depends.
I hope they got my size still in, right?
Oh, I'm taking notes. This is for the ladies. The guys are telling us ways that we can get men to stop hollering at us. Okay. Steve?
Come on, big dog.
Tape a fake test result on your chest that says you have VD.
Oh, God. That'll stop them right away.
They still call it VD?
No, it's STD now.
STD, yeah.
You can call it what you want to.
VD is way back in the day. If you got
it's
that.
It's VD, doggone it.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
If you get it, you'll understand.
You know you got it, yeah. Act like you're talking on the phone and say, hey, don't make me shoot you again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just
loud. That might work, though. Right.
These are ways for the ladies to get men to stop trying to holler at them.
To leave you alone.
Yeah. Don't let them get too in. Don't let them get too hollers in. Start scratching right up under your neck. Well, you start leaving streaks.
Junior, that makes me itch.
Yeah, just start scratching. He don't know what that's scratching about.
Yeah.
He gonna stop talking.
I like it, Junior.
Uh-huh. Come on, nephew.
Go in the closet and get butt naked and sit Indian style and burn some incense and start praying. You have Nayam him cure. Not right there, I promise you, it'll run his ass straight on out of there. Nayam
Yeah. Come on, Steve. Help the ladies.
Wait. When he walk up to you and start talking to you, say, look, look, he ain't gonna do nothing. But my ex is across the street watching.
He ain't gonna do nothing, though.
But he watching. I like it, Steve. Get him off you.
Get him right up off it.
Yeah.
Come on, ways to get him in.
Tell him you got 7 kids, and the 2 oldest is still staying at the house.
The house is packed.
When he starts talking, ask, listen, I need a character with him. Will you come to court with me? I need somebody to tell. Will you come to court right then? Yeah.
All right, what are we doing, guys? Ways to get
men to stop hollering at you.
Yeah.
To leave you alone. Yeah. Stop bothering you. Uh-huh. Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Bothering me.
Look him dead in his eyes and say, you know what? I really want to hook up with you. But I want to be up front and tell you I am an hermaphrodite. Which one you want?
Hermaphrodite.
Yeah, that right there. I got both of them. Which one you want?
Hermaphrodite.
Get it together. I didn't know.
Which one you want?
Both are scary.
I got both of them.
I'm sorry, before you ask me anything, can you help me lift my car off my husband?
What happened?
Don't worry about that. I just need your help get him out under this car.
You ran over your man?
Yeah, I got one. Look him right now. I said, you better step back. My girlfriend's very jealous.
That might work. I like a more physical approach when they start talking to you. Because I know some things that just turn me off. If you see him and he starts talking to you, hawk and spit. That
me.
I can't stand that right now.
From the diaphragm. Get all of it in there.
First it was coughing, now this.
Hey, baby.
And make sure it ran right by his foot.
Right by his foot. He gonna walk right away.
That is so nasty.
Do you want him to stop talking to you?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Do it.
Thank you guys for your help. These are ways that men, we can do these things and make men leave us alone and stop trying to holler at us. What you got, Neff?
Or just stand there and look at him. And start peeing right there.
What?
Just pee right there.
What?
And just look at him and say, you know what? That happens all the time.
Incontinent?
Just pee. And wipe yourself and hand him the tissue.
Oh, God!
Oh, he's so gone. I can't believe this is happening again.
Did you guys draw this from your own experiences?
I hate when this happens.
This what I know will push me on. That's
on.
All we say.
Okay, yeah. That's what it sounds. All right, come on, close it out. Ways to get a man.
Last one.
Yeah.
This is easy. This is simplest, ladies. This one right here. If you don't have the courage for a lot of stuff,
uh-huh,
and you just want to finally just get this dude out your face, here's one simple way to do it: develop bad breath.
Oh yeah.
That's a good one. Uh-huh.
Coffee, onion,
H.
Coffee, onions.
All right, listen. we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show when we come back.
Let's do this some more.
I like this, though.
A way to know you're going to die in a horror movie. Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, when we come back, we'll have some ways for you to know that you're going to die in a horror movie. Okay, a lot of horror movies out right now. So
if you're black,
we need to know the rules, okay? When we come back at the top of the hour, we'll share some of those with you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So, guys, here's a question for you. Have you seen the new Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock? Have you seen his movie Rampage?
Yes, I saw it. I loved it.
Okay.
George Wallace's mama's in it. She stars in it. She was in King Kong, but they put white pot on her. There was so much white powder that they put on her.
Wow.
She did a fantastic job in this movie.
Okay, Jay.
This is a second big movie.
Man, yeah. I would kill you.
It's about, yes, it's about a silverback gorilla, Jay.
There you go.
Ironically named George. And this is crazy. George was a part of a rogue genetic experiment gone bad, and George went off it. It was very scary.
She's so funny in this movie. She's hilarious. This is her funniest role.
Breakout, huh?
Man, say something to this fool.
So, Jay, what do you have? You have ways that you know you're going
to
die.
I love movies. I go to movies probably 2-3 a week easily. Uh-huh. When you watch horror movies, you ever go to a horror movie and you go, try to guess who's going to die first.
Mm-hmm. I'm scared of horror movies now. I can't. Yeah.
You've seen some, haven't you?
Yeah, in my
Well, anybody, if you like horror movies, when you go to horror, you try to who's gonna die first.
Uh-huh.
These are some ways to tell
who's gonna die first.
Who's gonna be gone in a horror movie?
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
If you wear glasses, you're dead.
You're out. You're done.
That's it. Nobody ever survives with glasses.
With glasses.
Nope.
Everybody got 20/20.
Everybody that lives got 20/20 vision.
Anybody that pushed their glasses back in the movie, dead.
So dead. So nerds.
Here's another one. Uh-huh. If they send you to get something,
you don't come back.
Lunch.
Don't go get it.
Anything.
Go get the gun out the car. There's a flashlight upstairs.
You're done.
Mm. If you hear a noise and don't nobody else hear it, you're dead.
Dead.
Yeah.
Really?
You're dead. Yeah. Like, y'all hear that?
No.
We'll hear that.
You're dead.
Y'all don't hear that.
No.
It's y'all sitting there telling me.
It's coming from over there. If you have to go in the basement by yourself, you're dead.
You're dead.
You're so dead. Yeah. You're dead, This is a good one right here. If you're black.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's not always.
First 5 minutes.
Yeah. You're done.
You stupid.
Yeah.
I know. Here's one, Jay. This is always that. If you see the killer kill somebody, guess who next? You should have shut your eyes.
You're a witness.
You got one. Go ahead, Tommy. Go ahead.
Yeah. When you get in that car and that car won't start.
Yes.
That's your ass.
Car trouble gets you killed every time.
Yeah.
How about this one? This is a good one.
What?
If you're running.
Okay, running.
You're running.
Uh-huh.
And you fall. You dead.
Oh, yeah.
Not just fall, Jay.
Yeah.
Fall over nothing.
Yeah. You're
and twist your ankle. And twist your ankle. Yeah.
And somebody always falls.
Yeah.
What? What's
I got one. You in this whole movie, everybody in there scared. You somehow to set against a tree eating a sandwich.
That's a sure sign you finna die.
Yeah.
Boy.
Overly confident.
You got an appetite.
You sitting there comfortable, right?
Yeah. You got an appetite and all this killing going on.
I gotta go back to one. You know how I said if you fall, you dead? If you go back for the person who fell,
your
ass is dead.
You're
out of here.
Hey, here go another one. This is how you know you're going to die in a horror movie. If you ever say, I'm going to go this way, you go that way. Your ass is dead.
You split up.
You split up.
Don't ever split. You're right.
I got one more. Okay. If the mad scientist yells out, we need to keep this thing alive.
If you don't think ain't nobody there.
Hello?
Come on, let's go. No one's here.
Anyone in there?
I got it for you. If you at the lake at the cabin.
If what?
And decide it's time to make love.
You're dead.
I'm tell you something. If they tell you the story of the killer and you heard it, your ass is dead.
If it started out a long, long time ago.
Old Man Johnson.
Not Old Man Johnson.
Old Man. In fact, this is his property, right?
This is his property. Okay.
No and way. They never did find the head.
Yeah. All of that.
Y'all got one.
You got
Come
one,
on, Steve.
Go ahead, man.
If you go outside for firewood,
you ain't coming back.
You ain't coming back.
Man.
Build that fire.
Yeah.
Oh, you go back. Yeah. You gonna build a fire.
Yeah. Here's one. You decide you're gonna get away.
Yeah.
You're gonna drive.
Okay.
And you run out of gas.
How come it ain't never no car full of take gas in the movie?
You're dying.
You're dead.
In this horror movie, yes.
Wow. Take it on, man.
Oh, man. Come on, Steve.
This is how you know you're going to die in a horror movie. Mm-hmm. If you have a picture of your mama in your top breast pocket, and you take it out to look at her, any minute now.
That's it.
Any minute now. One last look is one last look.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
Okay, it's too late.
That's so true.
All right, guys. Thank you. That was good. Earth Day was yesterday. So coming up next, what are you doing to help save the environment, huh? We'll talk about it at 20 after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, these guys, Carla, these comedians we work with, they don't want to stop. They've thought of some more the ways you're going to know that you're going to die in a horror movie. All right, guys.
I got one.
Have at it, guys.
Here's how you know you're going to die in a horror movie.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Uh-huh.
You've got your back turned to the water, and you're arguing with everybody about how this is a safe place. We should stay here and wait for help.
You're gonna die.
Something's gonna come out that water and get you.
That's Samuel L. Jackson
we
in that movie.
We stay here. This is a safe place. What?
Remember that shark got
That's
him?
It.
Man, when that shark
deep water.
I believe I tell you another reason I know you're going to die in a horror movie. I see this all the time. And that's why I stay with me. If you in an interracial relationship, your ass is dead. Your partner
always kills
don't
man.
Look like you. I don't care what it is. I see they forget society.
Yeah.
Horror movies is killing interracial relationships.
Yeah. I got it for
Come
you.
On, Tommy.
I don't know why it's always one in the horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
But when one of them decide to go to the bathroom in the outhouse outside.
Oh, yeah.
That's your ass.
Real.
You
yeah.
I think I ain't using the bathroom in this hallway. You know.
Man,
I'm not going up
there. And I'm going to take my hockey right here in this hallway.
I'm not going outside.
If your nickname is a fruit or a tree, peaches, yes, you're not going to be here for this whole movie. Nobody's going to be calling you a nickname the whole damn movie.
We can do this, man. We can make these movies.
Okay, I got one. The lights go out. Uh-huh. You decide to go to the fuse box.
Yeah.
That's your ass.
Oh, yes. Jay.
That's all right. Yeah. For killing is at the fuse
real,
box.
Jay.
Once you go to that fuse box, you dead, man.
You're trying to investigate.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one right now. When I sit down and I see this in the horror movie, I already know they're going to be dead. Any disability, crutches, wheelchair.
Yeah.
Nothing to wheel you around this whole movie. You finna get up out of here.
We're not gonna wheel you around.
That's so crazy, right?
Junior.
I know.
All right, I got one. All right, here you go. When you look at the other people and say, I have to face my fear. What? Go ahead. I have to face my fear.
You are so dead. You are so dead.
Wrong time to be strong, man.
Yeah. Right. Your ass is gone.
If you have the gun.
Uh-huh.
No, that's it.
Oh,
if you have the gun. You gonna die, dog. Don't be over there with the gun. And here's the last one.
Uh-huh.
If you are the ugliest person in the group, your ass is gone.
Yeah. Ugly moment.
Yeah. Ugly right. dies first.
Ugly ass people gets out these horror movies.
If you're ugly you than a monster, you're dead.
Oh, man.
All right, we'll be back with much more of this crazy Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
After a history making performance last weekend, well, Beyonce shut it down. Yes, she did. She shut it down again at Coachella. Thank you very much. Did you think she wasn't, though? Really?
Right. Well, if she served it one time, what make you think she can't serve it again?
Did she do the same show?
It's Beyonce.
Same show. Right. It's Beyonce.
Well, we don't know, Steve, because this performance was not streamed. We're upset about that, but you know Queen Bee changed up her look. She changed up her look. She wore hot pink instead of yellow. And, of course, we know she slayed. We didn't have to see it to know that she slayed, okay?
Ooh, yes.
We heard that she changed, you know, the setup just a little bit. Sorry, Beehive. We know Beyonce fans are going through some withdrawals because we didn't see it, but everyone's going to be...
They gave you one free one. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Everyone's going to be all right.
You'll be okay.
And we also have to say congratulations. It was all over social media this past weekend. Michelle Williams, Destiny's Child member Michelle Williams, she got engaged this weekend. Yes, she did.
Yeah. You had a chance, Jimmy.
Yes. She's engaged to Pastor Chad Johnson. He is a life coach, a pastor. He's chaplain for the Pittsburgh Steelers and the LA Dodgers. Yeah.
Yeah.
You had your shot.
Oh, wow.
He looks like a brother, but he's white.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Oh, she can have white, but not me. Oh, I see how it goes on this show.
He's rocking the ball head and the beard.
Yes, sir, Steve.
Jay, you can't have
in his name
people at the expense of our base.
Or the two black women that work here.
Yeah. I mean, like, they ain't even here.
Yeah.
You damn disgraceful piece of dirt.
Just stay as it.
And moving on, this past Saturday, the Obamas, the Clintons, First Lady Melania Trump were all among the estimated 1,500 people who attended the funeral of former
Melania
First Lady.
Looked so happy, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. She looked so happy.
Finally, I'm around people. Oh, I'm so happy.
That's what social media was saying, that Melania looked so happy talking to the Obamas.
Even at a funeral.
Yeah, she looked so happy talking to them, way happier than we see her.
Take me with you, please. Yes. Look on her face.
I can't do 4 years. No way.
No way I can stay.
That's terrible.
I know.
Will y'all come back next week?
But she did look happy, happier than we've seen her with the president in a long time. Yeah, that does say a lot. So rest in peace, former First Lady Barbara Bush. Also, some very sad news. Remember Vern Troyer? Does that name sound familiar to you guys?
Yeah. Mini-Me.
Yeah, Mini-Me. He's best known for his role as Mini-Me in the Austin Powers movies. Well, he passed away on Saturday. He was 49.
What?
Yeah.
Tommy, what y'all gonna do?
That's that right. See, right there.
Okay, that caught me off guard, Steve.
It didn't catch me off guard. I saw it coming.
I didn't see that coming.
As soon as I heard my name, I saw it coming.
I'm thinking the same damn thing. I'm right with you, Steve, because, you know, if you want to be one pallbearer, that's all they're going to need.
But you team Tommy, though, Jay.
Tommy.
We just need to know what y'all going to do, man.
We're going to step up.
Help out. What? Tell me what's happening. What y'all going to do?
I'm not buying into that. Sure, let me ask you something. What is he was considered? A dwarf?
Wait a minute. Oh, you're going to just totally disconnect yourself from what has happened here.
You don't know what he is.
Oh, you're going to toss it to Shirley.
I'm not a dwarf.
It's something she would have an answer to. Anybody in here ought to know what he was. I'd be doggone it got to be you.
Coming up next is Steve Harvey and his closing remarks at 49 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, here we are, last break of the day. It's been a fun Monday. Great start for the new week. And Steve, give us something uplifting in your closing remarks, okay?
This is going to be relatively short today, but it was something that I was thinking about this week that happened on my talk show. This week on my talk show, my special guests were Snoop Dogg and Charlie Wilson. Charlie Wilson, originally a member of the Gap Band, incredible solo career. One of the best living performers I've seen. Snoop was on my show promoting his new gospel album. I think it's called Bible of Love. Snoop's album has been out for 4 weeks, number one on the chart. Number one. So I introduced him. It was a surprise to the audience. The audience went crazy. And we were sitting there talking. And as we were sitting there talking, I started realizing something, but I didn't know that they were realizing it at the same moment. So they stood up and I introduced them to go over and do the gospel song. Really, really good song. Charlie Wilson has number one hit on the R&B charts and a number one hit on the gospel charts at the same time. Just incredible, man. I've never seen that before. So they did the gospel song. It was really good. And it was over, and we were standing there hugging, and we were taking a picture. And I looked at both of them, and they looked at me, and we got emotional. The show was over. And Charlie Wilson looked at me, and he said, "Man, can you believe us? On this stage was three black dudes. One was a homeless guy. The other was a gangster rapper Crip on trial for murder. And the other one had been addicted to drugs for almost 30 years. He said, "I've been a cocaine addict and a crackhead." He said, "Man, but look what God done for us." And it was so crazy when I was standing there talking to him. And it just dawned on me, man, just like it did him and Snoop. How did we get here, man? How did the three of us get here? And we all said it together, because Snoop's mom is an evangelist. Snoop's grandmother prayed for him. Charlie Wilson come up in the church. My mom was a Sunday school teacher. It was nothing but the grace of God, man. It was just God's grace and his mercy that he picked the three of us, rinsed us off, and kept us going in spite of all our shortcomings and mistakes. And I was sitting there thinking, man, I said, man, how good is God, man, that God is in the forgiving business. So I'm saying this to all of you to say this. I don't know if you've been homeless before. I don't know if you've been strung out on drugs. I don't know if you ever been a gangster, gangbanger. I don't know if you ever been up for murder. But if he can fix the three of us, explain to me how he can't fix you. Just help me understand that. Because he can. Because God is in the forgiving business. Because God is in the get your life together business. God is in the make your dream come true business. God is in the pick you up and turn you around business. God is in the wash you off and clean you up business. See, you can't get yourself clean. You just got to go to God the way you are. God is in the cleanup business. You're not. If you was in the get your life together business, you would have really gotten your life together by now. But all of us hearing my voice, including myself, all of us are broken. All of us. Snoop is still broken. Steve Harvey's still broken. Charlie Wilson is still broken. In some area of our life, we still broken. And so are you. But God is in the fix it business. He's in the get it together business. He's in the saving business. He's in the healing business. The only requirement is we got to turn and ask him for help. He's always there. He's always there. He's more than willing and able to help any one of you. He really is. Don't let the devil fool you and have you think of some ignorant mess that God then forgot about you. How God forgot about you? Explain to me that. When everything is in his hands, anything is possible. God ain't forgot about you. Or could it be that you've forgotten God and the devil had made you think it was him that had forgotten you? God ain't forgotten now one of his children. You happen to be one of them. You just out here doing what you want to do, doing all the dirt you want to do. How you expect God to put a blessing on that? Can't do that, man. God can't bless evil. Now, God know your heart, man. You could be a good person that's making bad mistakes. I was. I was a good person, man, who made bad decisions. Snoop's a good person, made bad decisions. Charlie's a good person. He made bad decisions. Good people make mistakes. So what? Ask God for forgiveness. Ask God to help fix you. Ask God to turn your life around. Ask God to help make your dreams come true. And watch what he do. God is in that business, man, for real. I'm telling you for real. I have no explanation for my life except to tell you that God got me here. Now, you may not want to be here, but where you want to be, I bet you God can get you there. Why would he not? He loves you. He'd love to hear from you. Those are my closing remarks today. If he can
drop
do it for me, Snoop, Charlie Wilson, explain to me how he can't do it for you.
Won't he do it?
Drop it.
I don't understand how nobody want to be with you.
Can I drop the mic, Shelly?
Drop it, baby. Drop it.
Dead hit.
Yes.
The Monday morning drop.
Man.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.